USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Nicholas Cruz was spared the death penalty by a jury for the murders of 17 people at a Parkland, Florida high school in 2018. Instead, the jury decided to recommend he spend his life in prison without parole. Prices continue to rise according to the September Consumer Price Index, but the year-over-year increase is slower than reported this summer. While appearing on Fox Business, Texas Republican Congressman Kevin Brady says he believes inflation will continue to be a problem in the United States.
It's clear we're going to see high inflation. It's persistent, and right now there's no end in sight.
The Democratic-led committee investigating last year's Capitol attack is voting to issue a subpoena to former President Donald Trump. Mississippi Democrat Benny Thompson called the vote.
Those in favor will say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, no. In the opinion of the chair, the ayes have it.
There's a new plan being rolled out by the Department of Homeland Security to address a surge of illegal immigration from Venezuela. Venezuelan migrants will need to apply for asylum, have a sponsor in the United States, and undergo screening. Those who have crossed the border illegally will be removed and aren't eligible and will be sent back to Mexico. Kroger and rival grocery store Albertsons are in talks about a merger. Bloomberg News reporting their agreement could be reached this week. An American veteran is dead after fighting alongside Ukrainian forces. Dane Partridge's sister telling CNN he had been in Ukraine since the end of April. The Idaho native was helping to clear trenches when his group was ambushed by two Russian vehicles and was caught in a firefight. Delta Airlines is reporting a record revenue of $695 million for the third quarter of this year. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Wall Street is closing with stocks sharply higher despite more proof that inflation is rising. At the closing bell, the Dow gaining 827 points to finish Thursday at 3038. Democrats on Capitol Hill are calling for action now that Saudi Arabia has said they are cutting oil production. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
Quid pro quo, once a battle cry for Democrats when President Trump was dealing with Ukraine corruption, are now silent when President Biden publicly calls for punishing Saudi Arabia and cutting arms sales after limiting oil production. The Biden administration asked the Saudis to postpone the cut until after the midterm elections.
Earlier this week, NBC News correspondent Dasha Burns stated that Pennsylvania Senate candidate John Fetterman required a closed captioning device during their interview and was unable to keep up with small talk. This after Fetterman suffered a stroke back in May. Fetterman's opponent, Pennsylvania Senate candidate Dr. Mehmet Oz, criticizes those accommodations while appearing on Fox Business.
I don't think there's closed captioning on the floor of the Senate, and maybe he doesn't need closed captioning when he's actually moving around, but maybe he does. Again, a lot of question marks, and voters deserve better.
In Thursday night football on Amazon Prime, the Chicago Bears are hosting the Washington Commanders. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wade on the Roof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.